Simon Kuf Alech, Kuf Yud Beis, and Kuf Yud Gimel, Mitzvah Shem. Halacha said our Negea, every Shmein Esrei, and they're Ma'akiv, very possibly Ma'akiv, and therefore it's Kedai to be Mashkia in Kavan of the first Bracha. Chaber says Kuf Alech Sefalech, HaMispal Tzav Sheichav Mechol HaBrachis, Vim Eino Yochel Echavim Mekulam Bepochis Echavim Ba'ovei. That somebody that does not daven with kavono has to go back and daven again. The Ramah says, "No, ain chayz mishpil chesar kavono." Shav pechazar akar vhu shali chavin imkain lo miyachter. Says the Ramah, "Lamaisa, is manenu we can't rely on somebody being chayzer because we're scared that the same thing is going to happen the second time around. That he's not going to be mechavin. So why go back? Now, what kavono beetsim is ma'akiv? It's well known the chiddush of Reb Chaim." In Sefer, on the Rambam, but that's the Rambam, that there's two kavanas, there's kavana pirush amilim, and kavana that you have to be, that a person's oimim lifnei Hashem. And he says, your inachanami pirush amilim is only ma'akiv in the first bracha. However, the kavana that a person is oimim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's tzuras hatfila. If a person is not ma'akiv, that's the memeila, it's ma'akiv in the entire Shemoneh Esrei. The truth is that that's mavur in the chinuch. The chinuch says that lehedya mitzvah tof lamed gimel. He says inin kavona zu shechivu chazora b'shvila, that which they said that you have to go back to more mechavin who sheyitin ha'adam alibay shlefnei Hashem uspalav elof ukareya. He doesn't. He's not talking about pirush amilim. The very fact that you're makir, that you're I'm lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the kavona, not the kavona of what the words are, rather the kavona of what you're doing. That's makav. So lemaisa, that's how Reb Chaim goes. That's how the chinuch lemaisa says lehedya. However, if you look there in the Gil Yonis, the Chazon Ish, on Reb Chaim, he is Choylik on Reb Chaim, and he says, Zichur, it's not Ma'akiv. He got a Teich Dvarav, he says, V'chol Adam Ha'imin Lispala L'Shayach Boi Mesasik. Anybody that gets up to Davin Shemin Esrei, it's not Shayach Mesasik. The Lo'olam Yesh B'Yediyah Keo, Shehu Tfil Lefanim Yisbarach. He has a subconscious acknowledgement, he realizes that he's Davin to Reb Shalom. If he got up to Davin, that's what he's doing. He's not so aware of what he's doing. However, the small yediyah that he has, that's enough. Don't try to do this at home. However, to say that the person's misafik, it's not a tzuras atvila b'chlal, that L'mayis Chazanish says not the way. Now, l'halacha in the Mishnah Berurah is l'chor mavur, that this is not the kavanah which is ma'akiv. When it says "Hamaspal Tark Sheichav Mechol Habracha," the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even mention the kavana of Amin Lefnei Hashem. The only thing the Mishnah Berurah says is the kavana of Pirush Amilim. And the truth is that's what the Smak says in Mitzvah Yud Aleph. He says, "Ma'wa kavana Sheyachshev Bechol Teva Pirusha." That's the kavana that a person is supposed to have, and that's the kavana that the Mishnah Berurah mentions, kavana Pirush Amilim. And Lechoritz Meduik Lemais Laloch and the Mechaber himself that it's not ma'akev the kavana that is the Amin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch is not ma'akev in the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Because he says, "Im loy kivin ba'avay itzav b'shikim b'chol shari yatsav yispal." The only chilek that he tells me that you have to go back if you're in mechavin is only in avay. He never mentions this kavana of Reb Chaim that's ma'akav in the entire tefillah, which is the oimin lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So me lezicher lahalacha, the way that it seems is that a person that gets up to daven, he has epes achay odom dika kavana. That he knows what he's doing. The very fact that you came to shul in the morning and you're getting up after Shema to standing up, you realize you're being going to Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that's enough. What's Ma'akiv? Pirush Amilim is Ma'akiv. Now, even if you have Pirush Amilim, the Bir Halacha, the first Bir Halacha, is Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddush. Why is it a tremendous Chiddush? Because it's very hard. That's why. But it's not. Maybe it's not better than Mechadish. He's Medayik in the Lashon of the Rashba who says by Shema. The Rashba says, "Say by Shema, first Baruch Hashem Nesay." That even if a person was mechavin the pirush amilim of every single word of Shema, the beginning of Shema, or the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, if in between he says Hakel Hagadol, and he thinks Hagadol Zimudas Tivcha, and then he thinks, was I supposed to buy potatoes? And then he continues, oh, Hagibor, and he's mechavin. What Hagibor is Din, Vanero is Rachamim Badin. Even though he's mechavim by every single word of Pirush Amilim, but if in between he thought about something else, his liboy was poina lezvarim achirim, that's already a problem. Lamaisa, he says, tzarachin. However, miu lechatchila, akopar lechatchila yesh lizor bezemoy. Lamaisa, a person should be mashkiya. This is something that we do three times a day, at least three times a day, every single solitary day of our lives, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. And it could very well be that a person is not yoytze if he was not mechaven. Therefore, certainly it's prudent, it's imperative that every single person mashkia a little bit of time into at least the Chol HaPorach, the first bracha Shmei Neser. L'maisa, Shlomo Zalman, he brings down this mission, this berlacha, he says, Chomer gedolei, ki mi yochol lamed b'zeh. Who can do that? He says, Hoisef she'olam armim she'matzlichim, v'olam lehem karegin. He says that the olam says that they can do it. He says, what should I do? Ulam li hadavar koshe ad l'moid. Says Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman, by the way, Shlomo Zalman, they asked him, what's a good day by you? What's considered a yom tov? He says, when I was mechaven by every single word in Shmei Neser of davening, he says, that's a good day for me. That's what Shlomo Zalman is mechaven for every single word of Shmei Neser. But he's still telling you that in between words, that he shouldn't be putting the Dvar Mechirim, li hakoshe ad l'moid. V'ein yodei yetzi ani yodei chavasi karoi bebrocha zu. Okay, l'maisa, alavai, we should be zeche to at least have Pir Shemilim. This is a chiddush l'bir halacha, which I don't know that we is taken halacha l'maisa. Like Shlomo Zalman saying, it's very difficult. Now, what is makom in the first bracha? Which Pir Shemilim? So Shlomo Zalman says, the ikar words. What are the ikar words of Shmei Neser of the first bracha? It's hard to know. What are the ikar words that are makiv? What's the essence of the bracha? That he's mogen Avram. That's zikr the end for sure. What chilek? It's not clear. The stipler brings a raya from the Yerushalmi that you have to mecham every word. Does that mean every word is ma'akiv? Also not so clear. However, zikr the ikr of the bracha you have to, which is a Kaddish Baruch Hu's Sidur Shvachai. If you miss, it's hard to know. If a person wasn't mechavin exactly, you maybe goyel ivnei ivnei on the one shema. Is that a ikr chilek? It's not exactly clear. Maybe we'll see in a minute what the mile of avos is, and we'll be able to know what's ma'akif. Now, what's the story of somebody that wasn't mechavin avos? What should he do? So Mishnah Berurah tells us that if you haven't finished the bracha yet, it could be mitzadid that even if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukecho, because Lamais is ma'akiv. But certainly if all you said was Baruch Atah, then he says you go back to Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov. Kinnari understands Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov are ma'akiv. We know that Lekei Avram, Tosfos says, that's Malchus. So Zichra, that's a chilek, ikur, integral chilek of the bracha. Go back to Lekei Avram, Lekei Yitzchak, Lekei Yaakov, and be mechaven from there. That, the Mishnah Berurah says, Halacha Lamaisa to do. Now, what happened? Agav, the Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you could do this in every bracha. If a person was mechavan in any bracha, then he could go back to the beginning of the bracha. If he hasn't finished the bracha yet, he could go back, even if you're going to say Shem Hashem again. Right? Even though you're going to mention somewhere in the bracha Shem Hashem, somewhere at the end of Moedim, he realized, even if it was ma'akiv, he's ready, he was mechavan in the first bracha. Moedim nachalach Hashem Elokeinu. You're going to say Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a problem, as long as you're not saying the bracha again, it's not a problem, says Rosh Hashanah Zalman. And b'meila, that's all if you haven't finished the bracha. However, if you did finish the bracha, then l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says the best eitzah is to wait for the shatz. And the Bir Halacha says wait for the shatz. If you finish the first bracha and you weren't mechavin, wait till the shatz gets up to chazaras hashatz, be mechavin with him the first bracha, and then continue from there. Says Isha Yisrael misvara. This is even if you caught yourself in v'lam alshinim. If you caught yourself in v'lam alshinim, that whoops, it wasn't mechavin in the first bracha. So what should you do? According to the Bir Halacha, the best thing to do is start be mechavin to be yoytze with the shatz from the first bracha all until v'lam alshinim, and then continue from there. L'chor, you can't have half a bracha from him and half a bracha from you. Not so pashut. Therefore, you should start from the beginning of the bracha again, whatever bracha you're holding by. Now, this is a great eitzah theoretically, if people would do it. And if everybody would have kavana, but it doesn't work for all scenarios. First of all, it doesn't work for Marv, because there's no chazar shatz. Second of all, it doesn't work for a guy that started davening with the shatz, and then he realized afterwards that he was mechavin, so he can't go back for the shatz. What's he supposed to do after that? That's the first question. The second question is, if this guy is waiting for chazar shatz, he's probably going to wait a good. He just finished the first bracha. He's going to wait a good 6, 7, 8 minutes, however many minutes he's going to wait. That could very possibly be Kedei Ligmar Eskulai. What right does he have to do that? L'chorol, we paskin, like we saw in Simuk of Dalet, that any oinus that you have, not just an oinus that you're not roi, any oinus that you can't daven, is enough of a reason you have to go back to the beginning of Shmei Neser. I mean, if you stopped because you couldn't continue, because you weren't mechaven, then why you should have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? What's going to help you to wait for the shot? It takes you 6 minutes to daven, and you waited 7 minutes for the shot. You have to go back anyway at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. The answer to one is the answer to the other one as well. And that is that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell you that you're mechuyiv to do this. The Mishnah Berurah tells you this is the Eitzah Teiva. He doesn't say, let's say you don't have this Eitzah. What is the Mishnah Berurah going to tell me to do? Stop your Shemoneh Esrei and that's it, walk home, have breakfast, that's it, you're finished. What are you supposed to do? Zichr, you continue. It's Lachar Pasha, you continue. The Chai Adam that the Mishnah Berurah quotes about, going back, that Chai Adam in Chav Dalet Beis, says Lahedya, that if you already finished the bracha, then you just continue. And that's how, if you look at the stipler in Simur Chav Zayin, Kilos Yaakov in Simur Chav Zayin, he has a shtickle about this. Shlomo Zalman goes the same way. And he says, Zichr, that it has a Shem Tvila, even if you weren't Mechavin. And he brings down a little Agat Abanim, that somebody showed him the Mabit. The Mabit already lived at the time of Beis Yosef. It says Mabit, that if a person says the words of Tvila, even if it wasn't Mechavin, Yesh Mitzvah Dekriya Sativis, Afa Bishlin is Kavin, says Mabit. Therefore, he says, you're allowed to continue. You're allowed to continue Shemoneh Esrei. It has a Shem Tzvila. Even though you weren't Mechavin, you're right. According to the Mechaber, you're going to have to go back because you weren't Mechavin. So, Lelach L'maisa. But it has a Shem Tzvila, and therefore you're allowed to continue. Once I understand that you're allowed to continue, then even if you stopped for 10 minutes, it's not considered that you stopped Machmas Oinus. Because you're allowed to continue. Once you're allowed to continue, then you have no Oinus that's preventing you from continuing. You're allowed to continue. It's still considered Shemoneh Esrei. Memela, it's not considered as if you stopped Kedei Ligmar Tzkulay Be'Oinus, because you have the ability to continue, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, if you go with this Eitzah, then you could really continue Lachora, even if you're holding, like we said, even if you're holding by Lamashinim, you'd be able to wait and be Yaitzah with him wherever you're holding Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Chazon Ish said differently. The Chazon Ish, Lamaisa, said that even if you finish the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the first bracha, and you said Magen Avraham, you could still be mechavin everything that you, the entire bracha. Stop, drop and roll. Stop and be mechavin the entire bracha. Look back into the siddur and be mechavin all the words of the bracha till the end. L'chor, the vart is that's how sometimes a person talks. Every word you have to mechavin each word, or you're allowed to say three words and then be mechavin. I think most people, a lot of times, if anybody uses Avodah Zarah, you say three words and then you read the thing. Or you use Art Scroll, I think maybe Art Scroll is on there, the Metudus. Any time a person says a few words and they're Mechavin. So where do we draw the line? 2 words you're allowed to say without being Mechavin by each one? 6 words? 13 words? How many? Says the Chazon Ish, as long as you haven't been matik yourself to the next bracha, you're still holding within the first bracha, and we even know that you're allowed to add in things over there, Yalav Yalav, other things at the end, because you still consider you're in the first bracha, then we're mainly allowed to be mechavin. And you can be mechavin the entire thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that that's what you should go with. He says, L'maisa, people are not noyig. People are not noyig to do the Eitzah of the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe you could add on that the reason why people are not noyig, first of all, half the time it's not nageya, like Mariv, a third of the time it's not nageya. Right? A third of Tfilah is not nageya, because no chazar is a shas. Even by the other chazar is a shas, if you daven together with the Tzibur or Kedayim, then you're not going to be able to, with the Shliach Tzibur, you're not going to be able to do it. And what if the Shliach Tzibur himself wasn't Mechavin by those words? How is it going to help you? You can only be Yaitzah with the Shliach Tzibur if he was Mechavin. If he wasn't Mechavin, it's not going to help you. So there's each person could really be Mistapik, whether or not the Shliach Tzibur is Mechavin, whether or not he'll be able to be Yaitzah with him. And therefore, it's not so Pashit. He doesn't have to Mechavin to be Moitzi you. He has to Mechavin by the Pure Shamilim if you want to be Yaitzah with him. So, therefore, even if he's not mechavin for you, the very tzuras hatzvila could be that he's being moitzi somebody else. However, l'chor has to be mechavin pir shemilim, and therefore, we'll see. The Bir Halacha is ready. Mesiachas said this. Therefore, it's not so pashut. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman. So, what should you do if you're not holding at the end of the first bracha? You wake up, right? Somebody punches you, and you're about to turn around and punch him in the face, and you realize that it's yourself, and you're holding a slach lanu vidu gichatonu. Now, what do you do? What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, be mechavin from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei till there. That'll teach you a lesson. Be mechavin from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei till Slach Lonu Avinu Kichotonu. He says, and it's not just considered kavana b'leiv. He says, machshav toy atom mitzaref l'sidibur of hakoidmim. He says, he kilu takes it maybe a tradvaitiv than what we said before. And if there's no limit to how much you can say in the be mechavin, so why is it just one bracha? Three brachas, six brachas. And memela, wherever you're holding, that's what you should do. Be mechavin from there on. That's halacha lemaisa. If you're still in the same bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Alekei Avraham, Alekei Yitzchak. If you finished, then be mechavin for the entire bracha. And if you're further on, you should do the same thing to be yaitze. Now, that's all because even though me'ikir adin you're supposed to go back, bizmanin was scared you're not going to. You're not going to be mechavin a second time around. However, there are certain times that you do go back. One of them, Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tzadivov, in the Shaar HaTzion, he says that if you're holding something in your hand, and because you were holding the thing in your hand, you weren't mechavin. But b'derech klal, you're the type of person who is mechavin. But you were holding something in your hand that was it's $250,000 in cash. And the whole time, you're like, you're on your way to Kitzer, you can't be mechavin. Afterwards, you put it down, and be mechavin. Seder. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Alach L'maisa, you go back. That means if there was a specific reason why a person wasn't mechavin, there's somebody knocking on the door, there's a phone going off, whatever it is, keep crying. But generally, this is the type of person who's mechavin, then the Mishnah Berurah passes you go back. That's first of all. Second of all, I heard a great chap. Rav Naftali Kofshitz Shlito, he said, Kim Domani was Naftali Kofshitz from Romema, he said that if a person, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and a person wasn't mechavin by Oveis in Shachris, he gets up to Mosef, and he has a service. It was a service after Halal, he had a service, Islamus, Shtikl, and he's mechavin by the first bracha of Mosef. Finishes Magen Avraham, he's like, wow, that was a great bracha. Says Rav Kofshitz, you should continue with Shachris. Continue with Shachris. Be'etzem, you're mechuyiv to go back and daven another Shachris. We tell you not to, because we're scared that you're not going to be mechavin. But if you went back and you davened and you were mechavin, then even though your kavanah was from Mosef, kick into Shachris and finish Shachris and then daven Mosef again. Had wrong minds for it. How does it work? So we're going to see Mirat Hashem Benegeh to the halacha is that if a person, we're going to see it at the end Mirat Hashem this week, if we ever didn't see it, if a person didn't say Yal V'Yovi in Shachris, then the halacha is by the Shas, he says it in he doesn't have to go back, he says in a Muslim, that's fine. How about a Yochid that forget Yal V'Yovi and then he davened Musaf, so look at Chila, he's supposed to go back. But let's say he davened Musaf already. Mishnah Berurah's Matzadid, you don't go back. Since you already davened Musaf, you don't go back. And you're Mazker. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens? What happens if you daven the first three Bachas of Musaf, and then you realize, whoops, I didn't say Al V'Yom in Shachris. Says the Mishnah, now if I would continue and finish Musaf, I wouldn't have to go back. So I'm allowed to continue. And I wouldn't have to go back to Shachris. However, he says, "Be'etzem Iker Adin." Since you didn't, it's not considered B'diavad yet. Memele, he says, "Kick into Shachris and finish up Shachris." That means that even though he started his Baruch Adah Hashem the Kenu and the first three brachas al Das Musaf, nevertheless he's allowed to go back. And the heart of the reason is because it's al Daito the Tefillas Chayivim, and therefore it doesn't make a difference really which one. Those brachas for Tefillas Chayivim, therefore it's okay. That's the Ma'aseh what he wanted to say. L'chor, it seems like a Chiddush, but now that we saw that the Mishnah Berurah himself tells us that there's certain times you go back. So then now that this guy went back and he said it, there's a lot of mocking for such a chiddush. Now, how did the Sfaradim pass him? This L'chor, the Mechaber says that you go back. So now, how did the Sfaradim pass him? So the Chido in Birkei Yosef, he says that L'maisa lo yinogu ka-mechaber by us, in Kuf Aleph, Sifkot and Beis. It says lo yinogu ka-mechaber, the Ben Ishchai in Parshas B'Shalach, he says the same thing, that the Minig is not like the Mechaber, they do like the Ramah. And not only that, the Yabi Omer says the same thing. Ibn Avadia says, if we don't go like Maran here, that it's in Chelek Gimel. There's actually two tshuvas, Chelek Tess and Yud. Tess is talking about a guy that was on a train and he got stuck, and should he daven now, even though he might not be mechavin? He generally is mechavin. Or should he wait till he gets home and do a tashlumin? And the second tshuva that he's talking about over there, he says that if a person finished the first bracha and he realized it wasn't mechavin, should he continue or not? Or is it a bracha levatala? And he says, just continue. He says, just continue. He doesn't make you go back. He says, continue. The Maisa, that's how they go. Be'etzem, the klal is that we always go like Maran, except for when it's a Tzavik Brachis, then we say B'Rasal Brachis L'Kulo. Over here, each line, whether or not it's considered a Tzavik Brachis. Could be you weren't Yetish Menes, it's not considered a Tzavik Brachis L'Kulo. Tzavik, whether or not you're going to be Mechavin, is that a Tzavik Brachis? Tzavik, whether or not you'll have a Bracha? Each line. Either way, it seems that the Maisa, the Sfaradim don't go like the Mechaber Halach L'Maisa. However, the Mechaber passes that way, so Sfaradim for sure have to be Mechavin. Also Ashkenazim, my friend. It's just that the Ramah says that we don't go back. It could be that the Sfaradim, they knew that they would be able to go back again. They'll be Mechavim. Ashkenazim. So I don't know. The Maisa, what's going on here? There's machlokes b'mitzias. They both live at the same time. The Maisa Mechaber says, if you're going to go back, you'll be Mechaber. It could be that the shayla is, does it have a tzuras atzvila? What was machlokes in Mechaber in Ramah? The Mechaber held, if you weren't Mechaber, it doesn't have a tzuras atzvila, and therefore you're not yitzah bechlal. And the Ramah held, no, it doesn't have a tzuras atzvila, even if you weren't Mechaber. It's not whether or not they could be Mechaber or can't be Mechaber. The shayla is whether or not it has a tzuras atzvila. Now, what happens if a guy is before Shemini Esrei and he realizes his mind is somewhere else? For whatever reason why, he has 287 different things on his mind right now. He's moving back and he's waiting for somebody to come and pick him up and take him to the airport and ready his flights in an hour and 15 minutes and he's still in the Yerushalayim and he doesn't... He's just not going to be Mechaven. He's not going to be... He knows he's not going to be Mechaven. What should he do? He should daven or he should not daven? Mashmaris Meshabur is don't daven. Meshabur says wait till you be Miyashav your das. And he says in the Bir Alachom, for the rest of the brachos, if you're not Miyashav your das, you shouldn't pass by Zman Tzvilo. Mashma for Ovois, even if you're not going to be Miyashav your das, you should have passed by Zman Tzvilo. And that's Mefurish and some of the Achreinim say that, Kimman Shulchan Aruch Rav says it, that you pass by, you should just forget about it, and daven a tashlumin. L'maisa, the minig oilum is not that way, Alpi, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and the stipler, that even a tvila b'li kavano is like a goof b'li neshama, but it's a goof, and it's still a tvila, and therefore a person should daven. And zikr, is it retsuya kol kach? No, it's not retsuya kol kach, like the Chazanish says. Aber, we're scared that if you're going to push it off to the next time, who knows? On the plane, it's not going to be very much better. And therefore, daven now, and vifl mekan. Yeah, the question is, you should daven, 100% you should daven. The question is, there it's going to be something which is mafir kavana, but you're still at least going to have kavana in the first bracha. But here, the guy's not going to even have kavana in the first bracha, which is makif. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that halacha that lo ulam yimud is atzma miyochel ispalal lach lechavin ispalam lav lav. He says like the Mechaber never passed in that, and the Rambam doesn't pass in it. He says Kinir, we don't hold that halacha lemaisa. Now, with regard to anetzel, Reb Chaim Paskins and Kundamani Kein Amadabar, Luv de Mistafin Amin. Now, what's the story if the Mishnah Berurah brings down that a person should be mechavin lechatchila by moedim that Yesh poiskim legam moedim chashav kaveis lechatchila. That means moedim is chashav kaveis. That it could be that if you weren't mechavin in aveis, you could be mechavin in moedim. As a matter of fact, if you look at Al Yerabba, it brings down the stipler quotes at Al Yerabba. If you look at Al Yerabba by us, he quotes an aguda has a gears in the Gemara. That is machlekes. You have to be mechavin, but achas mehem is ma'akev. Which is the achas mehem? Chad amar ba aveis, chad amar ba moedim. Memela says the stipler, if you weren't mechavin in aveis, at least mechavin in moedim. You'd be yotzei. The lechatchila of the b'dyevin, even though you missed your office, you be yetz according to many rishonim that have this girsa, and therefore a person should be mechavin in office and lechol bachas in moedim. Right, if he was mechavin in office, for sure in moedim. Now, what's the mile of office? So Mishnah Berurah says what the mile of office is, because it's the beginning. Kimin shu sidur shvachas shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Sidur Shvachas Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aren't all three brachas we shouldn't see the Shvachas Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why only Aveis? According to Mishnah Berurah. According to, if you can understand Moedim according to this, because that's the Ikar HaYidah, but why is the first bracha any more than the next two brachas afterwards? That wasn't clear to me. If you look at the Marsha, and the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down, the Marsha by us in the Sugyo, and the Flam Dal and Mabez, he said the reason, the Maila of Aveis is, he says, Maschel is b'barach, Misayem is b'barach. It's the only bracha which starts and finishes with barach. Kama Hashem is nizkur ba, l'kei Avram, l'kei Yitzchak, l'kei Yaakov. And it says, l'kei v'kei v'aseinu, and it says, v'nismecha mamash b'geulah. We know, smichas geulah tefillah, this is the bracha which is samach to geulah. The Aruch HaShulchan adds on, he says, not only that, it has geulah inside of it. V'yigoy elev nev nev. And not only that, it has chuz shalish avis, he says the Aruch HaShulchan. B'meilo, that's the mailo. Moedim, he says a totally different thing, like we said before, and it's the Iker Hidav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moedim Anachnu Loch. And Memeila, that's the mile of that. Like we said, if you weren't Mechavin in Avos, then certainly you should make a tremendous effort to Mechavin in Moedim, Vifu Mekan. But, as Mishnah Berurah says, Ma'anocho Ma'oid Leham Ha'moedim She'yomadu Pirish Ha'milis Shal Kol HaTzvilo Al Kol Panim She'birich HaZavis Ha'moedim V'ad Yish Chiyuv Olav Le'edah B'yirah. Sif According to some Rishonim, you have a choice of one or the other. According to other Rishonim, it's not. It's maybe Moedim also has a Maila that it needs Kavana like Ovis, but it's not in place of Ovis. But according to the aguda, it's either this or that.
You can choose which one
is. No, you have to be mechavan in all of them. If you weren't mechavan in omis, then you could be mechavan in minus. You get a second chance. It's not. Sifbeis lo yispalu b'libo levad el michatech advar misosu mashmi la'ozem balachash v'liyashmiya koyloi. This is the halacha of tefillah balachash, and the Maaseh Mishaburah comes out that you should be mashmir la'aznov. Even though you're not supposed to daven aloud, you should be mashmir la'aznov. Now, very many people, kumdumani, are not mashmir shmoneh esrei la'aznim. Now, it could be the reason why is because he says, if you're going to daven too loud, then it's going to be mafri the guy next to you. Yishlayin, what does it mean, mafri the guy next to you? It means mafri him that he can't concentrate, or mafri him that he's going to get mixed up with the words. In the olden days, they didn't have sederim. Bizmanenu, they have sederim. Yishlayin, what that means, maybe Bizmanenu is like Sev Gimel, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that a person has. Certainly, al Zbein al Nachaveri, you shouldn't be mafri the guy next to you. Certainly. Could be that's why people don't do it loud. Could be that it also takes an extra effort. Could be that also there are those that are naig like the Zohar. The Zohar says not to even be mashmiel oznov. The Maaseh Mishaburah comes out not the way. A person should be mashmiel. Lechatzchila, a person should be mashmiel oznov. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says it shouldn't be so much, so loud that somebody that would be standing 4 amos away from you would be able to hear it. We find such a musik in the Beis Hamikdash. Everybody had 4 amos that the person shouldn't hear a person's vidui. Now, unfortunately, on Rosh Hashanah Kippur and other times, we haven't yet been zeichet. Now, a person that has 10 people on his bench, or 11 people on his 10-person bench in the mirror, he's very close to the guy next to him. Now, if you're mashmir la'aznecha, probably the guy next to you is going to hear you as well. Therefore, some people may be lechatchil or not, mashmir la'aznecha. You have the ability, if you're very careful, you can be mashmir, but it takes a little bit of effort if the person's standing right next to you. But in general, on a regular day where you have a little bit of breathing room, then lechatchila a person should be mashmiel la'aznav. Now, let's say a person was mashmiel la'aznav, as long as he was mechatech b'svasav, that's enough. What does that mean, to be mechatech b'svasav? So I looked at the Pesach Shuvah says that a person should be very careful not to be memalmel with b'svasav, because, can I bother you for the Pesach Shuvah behind you? Thank you so much. I'll just read it. Because I definitely think it's true, just the question is practically the application. Says the Pesach Shuvah. That Vida, ki motzi ba menesin rabim, hamachshela ikav arotzim lekayim rak svasei anoyis v'koyla liyishoma, rak mimalmilim besvasayim, b'li lahoytzi hev lapeh b'koyach hagorin v'achich. Sometimes people, they sort of mumble with their lips without actually saying the words. Kumtai said all vowels, all letters that have to be enunciated with a person's throat or palate are not being said. So now, lechura, any time that you're moving your lips, agreed upon. If you're just memuna and you're actually not saying the words, then that's for sure. A person has to be careful, then you aren't saying the words. However, if your lips are moving with the words, your lips are moving to say all the words. In other words, you're actually saying the words. If you're saying Moed HaManachulach, and you're saying it, that your lips are moving with the Moed HaManachulach. Even though you can't hear yourself at all, L'chori, you're saying the words. And if you put a feather next to your mouth, you would see Hevel coming out of you would see it moving ever so slightly, because if your lips are moving to the words, then it has to be that you're saying the words. You can't move your lips without saying the words. If the lips are moving, you go, you could maybe just make them.
What's lip syncing?
Lip service?
Lip syncing.
I don't know what that is.
Some musicians sing to music being played, they're not saying anything.
Mine.
So you can move your lips and not have any sound come out.
You can move your lips. You can move your lips, but you're not actually you're mouthing the words.
No,
you're not mouthing the words. You have to mouth the words. That means that your lips are moving to the exact words. That means that it's not just that you're moving. There's no words that are being said. But if you try it yourself, you try this at home. Try this, and you can even try it with your chavrusa. Yeah, when you say hello, how are you, your lips are moving.
You yeah, but
you
I said. Say anything.
Did you say hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It caught you.
No.
Try. Put a. Is hevel coming out?
It's not your vocal, you, right?
What?
It's not words.
It's not.
It's maybe ear, but just not saying a word. I could just mouth the word without saying it. Sure.
Mouth the word without saying it.
Yeah.
Then who? How is
hold
it?
Hold back your vocal cords, like he's saying. You're not. Nothing. No sound at all is coming out.
That's exactly what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. He's talking about there's no sound that's coming out. That's what the Mishnah Brisa is talking about.
So why is that speaking?
That's speaking. As long as you're... That's Rak Shvaseh noise. That's what it means. Zeh Kavanah, Rak Shvaseh noise. But that means that actually it's not coming out. The words are not coming out. That you're not hearing it as if it's from your vocal cords. But the words are being said. The words are being enunciated.
What makes that being said?
That's said. That's what words being said means. That's what being said is. Rak Shvaseh noise by the Kreila Leishama. Luli de Mistafin Amino. If Lo Yeshmi Kimet Shemi Gomogom Hoitzi Besvasov. What does it mean Hoitzi Besvasov? What does it mean Hoitzi Besvasov? It's not Hoitzi Besvasov. Hoitzi Begreinai. Why does it say Hoitzi Besvasov? What's Hoitzi Besvasov? What does it mean? That's if you're davening very quietly. If you're davening very loud, can you daven very loud? So, Lamaisa, there are those that daven. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that even Pizuki de Zimra, you shouldn't daven. Toiv, not to daven Pizuki de Zimra out loud. Now, if it's only for greater kavana, but a person is able to mechaven without it, then certainly you shouldn't do it. That's what the Mashmoy is the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Mishnah Berurah was talking about Shmoneh Esrei. Pesukei de Zimra, his lashon is toiv. Even in Pesukei de Zimra, toiv not to be mashmiya magvia koiler. Toiv shle lahar mekol. What does that mean? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Shemeya Balachash. So now, he doesn't say that you're Nevi'ah Sheker, and he doesn't say you're Miktani Amanu. The reason is because only if you're aiming Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shemayin Esrei, then there's a Shaila of Nevi'ah Sheker or Kitani Amanu because you're screaming. Because you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're standing aiming Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzuki de Zimra, it's not considered as you're aiming Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you're not Kitani Amanu and you're not Nevi'ah Sheker. However, you should just know, says Mishnah Berurah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear you even if you don't scream. So now, if that's the case, suppose there's a story with Briskerov. Somebody told Briskerov that there's a certain person that screams by davening. So Briskerov says, "I'll take care of him." Okay, so he took him outside to the forest, and he says, "I just wanted to tell you something. How you doing?" He screams at him. He says, "I'm doing fine, Baruch Hashem, but you don't have to scream. There's no one else here in the entire city. It's fine. You don't have to scream. I could hear without it." He says, "I want to tell you the same thing. The Baruch Hashem hears you, even if you don't scream." So he says, no, du verstehst nicht. He says, "I'm not trying to get a Kodesh Baruch to hear. I'm trying to get myself there. So if the reason why you're doing it is for Kavano, then in the Lechura, it should be Mutter, because you're not doing it, it's not Miktani Abano, it's not because he choishish that a Kodesh Baruch doesn't hear him, it's because he's Mar himself. Certainly if everybody's screaming in your minyan." That was last week's parsha. They bring a raya. Right, a person is supposed to be mashmiel la'oznov. Lechatchil ha'shma u'kedem is supposed to be mashmiel la'oznov. Now let's say there's a lot of noise. By chasano, there's music going on. Do you have to scream loudly so they should be able to hear yourself? Or no, as long as if you were in your own room and there would be no band playing in the back, that's enough. So bring a raya from this past week's parsha. The Sisei Chom says, only by Tzvardeah does it say by Moshe Rabbeinu of Yitzhak Moshe Hashem al Devar Tzvardim. Why do you have to be tzoyik? Says the Sisei Chachamim on Rashi, he had to be tzayik because the halacha is a person has to be mashmir la'oz, not mashmir to mipiv. And there was such loud noise coming from the frog that he had to scream. Merely had to scream. Halacha l'maisa kim dumani, that the ilm doesn't go with that. They don't scream their pants off. Some people do. But that's always. And if the reason is for kavana, then l'chur, it's okay. Sif Gimel talks about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Yeshem Yishem Rosh Hashanah Yeshem Yom Kippur Mutal Hashmi Akali Betfila Afilo Betzimur. The Aruch HaShulchan says, he says that which we say Slichis and Piyutim, very many of by Yom Kippur Katan today, people were saying Slichis and Piyutim out loud. He says, because the Ikar Kepes is only by Shemayin Esrei, where you're Emir Lefnei HaMelech. He says, Shara Tachanun Mufakert, he says, it's good. And that's this week's Parsha. Ramban in this week's Parsha, the famous Ramban at the end of Parsha's boy. Not this Chelik is so famous. That's the famous part. But at the end of the Ramban, he says that the Kavonis Remimus HaKoylis Betvilo. He says the Kavona of the Remimus of Koylis Betvilo is everybody dominates Kodesh Baruch Hu for Remimus HaKol, calling out loudly. He brings out a pasuk from Shamar Chazal, V'yikru Elekim V'chozko, Mikanat Alamet Shetvila Tzvicha Kol. It says by Yerno that they called out by Ninveh. They called out bechozko with loudly. So we see that standard tefillah needs kol, and he says certainly shiras zibachris is kol ram is fine, and certainly tehillim as well. Or you bring a raya from kol, the chazal bring the raya. So kinyura they held that you're allowed to. If the pasuk felt it imperative to write it, then kinyura we were able to bring a raya by ninveh. Sif Dalit. Yochel is Balbuchol Loshish Yirtz of Animil Bitzibro. Yochel is Balbuchol Loshish Yirtz of Animil Bitzibro. Yesher Manimil Kishol Tzrach of Nishis Balal Choyloy Al Shun Tarshish of Bitzibro. Filik Bulit Zibro, Filip Yochel 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 Loshin. The second Loshin, the first Shita holds, you let it daven with any Loshin you want, even if you're B'yochel. The second Loshin says, the second Shita holds, no, you let it daven any Tfilah which is Kavu Al Tzibro, even if you daven B'yechidus. And the third sheet holds, Yesh Lamed Afi Yochel Kishol Tzrach Av Yochel Yishab Chol Oshin Shirtzei Chutz from Lashon Arami. Some say Bechlav, the whole problem is only Lashon Arami, nothing else. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is Ma'arechi says that Be'etzmi Lai to Daven another Lashon. However, to make it that your whole congregation is davening in Russian or English or whatever language it is, that you shouldn't do. You should daven Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah Berurah says though, when you daven by yourself, and Simen Kuf Chavez, you have to see it this week, Mitzvah Hashem, it says every day you should daven for your shaliyom shatar mipicho mipizaracho, and you should find the psul bizaracho, and you should have parnaso, and anything else that you need. V'meini yadei ladav retzachas lashon hakodesh. If you can't say it so clearly in lashon hakodesh, you may not af lashon Ashkenaz. Rakshi mekiris libor. It's tefila kfua, which is a problem. That's why it's better to have a transliterated sitter where you're saying the words in Hebrew and it's transliterated into English or Russian. Ukedema. Because it's hard to translate the actual Shemin essay, but a personal tefillah certainly is not a problem. If you want to say an Aramis, then according to the last Shita, you should rather not say that. Now, what's with Yikum Porkun? Dailam was very busy with this. And that is because very many Siddurim say the second Yikum Porkun should not be said if you love me Yechidus. And the reason is because you say, L'chol kol HaKadisha HaDein, this whole entire holy congregation, and if you're at your own house, even though maybe you think that you have an entire congregation listening to you, but you don't, Lamaisa, you're the only one there. Therefore, you don't say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yivarech Yashoin, you can't say it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavend you. There's no one else here. Therefore, you only say the first one, Yashoin, them. And there's no Kala Kedisha Adin. Problem is, Mishabur says, Lahadir, you don't say either Yikum Porkin. So, where do you get it from? You only say the second Yikum Porkin. So, the Shari Ephraim, he says, it was Mat Ephraim, he says, no, you could. He's machalik. He goes like the second lashon that the ikur shita is that any tefillah which is kavua letzibur you could say even on lashon acher lashon is acher in any other lashon, even in arami. And memela there's no problem to say you can perken if you're saying it at your house. This is the tefillah which is kavua l'rabim. However, the second one is problematic because you can't say kol kol kadisha hadein because there is no kol kadisha. Actually, kol kadisha hadein wasn't so bothered by. Because Kol HaKadisha then could be the community that you're in. Yevarech Yaschoin, that was more of a problem because there's no Yaschoin, who are you talking to? You're talking to somebody in Neuchach, there's no Yaschoin there, therefore he says, rather you shouldn't do it. Now, it could very well be that the Mishnah Berurah himself goes like that. He's going in the last Shita, he says, Lefizem, it's Baal Mebeisei, and Yochalom, Shem Yukub Borkan. According to the last Shita that holds, you're not supposed to say any Tvila Baramis if you're by yourself. But it could be that, Alok Lamaiso, then in Chamri Taka we go not that way. He does end off Achin Muchabar Zarua Gadol. Maybe Mashmoyt, that's how we paskin. The Maisa, certainly there is a smach to say the second you can porkan, let's say the first you can porkan and not the second you can porkan. Though according to this Shita, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you shouldn't say either you can porkan. Now let's say you're in Shul and you went out to the bathroom and you came back in and they're ready holding by Alvarachim. Can you say you can pergun? You're not saying with the tzibur. So as long as you're together with the tzibur, anything which has to be said with the tzibur, as long as you're together with the tzibur, that's okay to say it. It's before that way by yoitzer, by the kedushin yoitzer. Even though as long as you're together with the tzibur, if you're not saying imamish with the tzibur, that's fine. The Shabur himself says that, but you get the Brich Shmei. He says you can still say it as long as they haven't opened up the Sefer Torah. You still say Brich Shmei, even though everybody said the Brich Shmei beforehand. But you're allowed to say Brich Shmei afterwards because that's the Tfilo. You're still together with the Tzibur. Mamela, it's not a problem. That's Sif Simin Kuf Aleph. Simin Kuf Yubay. The halacha is Al Yishlal Adam Tzorcha Begim Rishenis Lai Begim Alachrenis V'daf Ke Tzorcha Yochid V'Tzorcha Tzibur Shari. A person should not ask Tzorcha Yochid his own Egin Tzorchim in the Begim Rishenis, only in the middle brachas. Now, what's with Zechreinu L'chaim? Says Mishabur, that's Tzorcha Rabim, and therefore it's not a problem. Now, what happens if a person says Zechreinu L'chaim not during the Tzorcha Mitzvah? Motzi, he's Mechavin, Mamish Mechavin, it's the best of first tefillah after Motzi Yom Kippur. He's not going to mess up this time. Mechavin, every word, this time he's not going to mess up. Zechreinu L'chaim, Melchavitz B'chaim, Chazvinu Zev B'chaim, Manchol Kim Chaim. I don't believe it. That's the same. Finally, after 10 days, he finally got it right. What did he do? Now, Be'etzem, in essence, what did he do? That was Bakashas Tzorcha Yochid in the Gemara Shenet. Because you're not supposed to be saying now. It's not considered Tzorcha Rabim. So, the Ishi Yisrael brings down that from the Piskei Tshuva, that says, not Piskei Tshuva, in Simikir V'ches, that says that you don't go back. Now, Lule de Mistafin Amina, you should go back. There's a chilik between what you said. If you said Zechreinu L'chaim Melech Aves B'chaim V'chosveinu B'sev R'chaim, the Mishnah Berurah told us in Simen Kovches, that's Sheker. It's not Zman K'siva now, and therefore you have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. If you're in that Bracha, you go back to the beginning of the Bracha. That's the first Bracha, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If you said Micha Moicha Ava Rachamim Zecher Yitzrov L'chaim B'rachamim, then even though it's Bakashas Rachamim, but L'chura it's not something which is Sheker, and therefore L'chatchil you're not supposed to ask, but B'dievet it's not going to be Ma'akev, you would not have to go back. This would, same thing would apply for the at the end in the Gimel Achrenes. Uchstoyv l'chaim tevim kol b'nei b'risecha, it's not zman k'siva. Nizacher v'niko sev lefanecha, it's also not zman k'siva. L'chura, if a person said any of those, l'chura, he should have to go back. In that case, he would go back to the beginning of that bracha. If he's still in that bracha, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you finish the bracha, you go back to the beginning of the Gimel Achrenes, beginning of Ritzei. Because the way that the Mishnah Berurah comes out, it's Simen Kofches. Sif Beis talks about whether you're supposed to say Kravitz. Big Shaila, who is Rabbi Lezer Akalir, got a fascinating. Supposedly the Arizal held that it was Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi the two Lezer Rabbi Shimon, was the Yatani, was he exactly, not exactly clear. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says something fascinating as well. He quotes the Radvaz, who says that you're allowed to say Kravitz in the Gemara Rishenis. Because of Sheyesh B'yodai, Tzah Sheyloi Sheshol Echad Min Rishem Yashamayim. Aidei is boydedus v'tvilus v'askaras shemay. So he meshivin la yashelosa v'sholza al ze gamkin mishalei shemuter. He has shalos tishus v'nevas shemayim. It's actually a sefer they have in the oitzer, put out by Masada Rav Kook, a little thin blue sefer called shalos tishus v'nevas shemayim by one of the rishonim, with agoyis from Rav Margolis, the Margolis Hayam on Sanhedrin, and he has agoyis there as well. And the question is as follows: Leib shemayim, how could you ask Ribbono Shel Olam, Shelis Min HaShemayim, and go with that? We don't go for that. So if you look in the Agdama to the Sefer, he's Marich, and he brings about all different rites from different places of Rishenim, tremendous Bekiyas, Rishenim and Achrenim that brought rites La Halacha from the Shelis Chalayim Ukedema. The Smag, it's well known that the Smag, when he finished his Sefer, first of all they told him Al Yidei Chalayim to write a Sefer, and when he finished the Sefer, Ikru Liba Chalayim, he says. You missed the Iker. You missed the Iker. Out of all the mitzvahs, you forgot the Iker mitzvah. And he said, which mitzvah? V'rom levavecha v'shachastas Hashem l'kecha. He says that Gaiva. Gaiva counted as one, and he says even the Rambam didn't count it as one, but the Maiz says it's brought down in Chazal, that it is considered a lav, whatever it's considered a. And Memela, he considered as one of 650 mitzvahs. Either way, he says in the Agdama, he brings down from the Chida that the only time that we say Leib Shamayim is if you have the ability to be Machriya without the Shamayim. But if you don't have the ability to be Machriya, then Leib Shamayim can be Machriya. For example, the Machlekes that they had by Tanur Shel Achnoi, that everybody was going against Rabbi Eliezer. And he brought a Raya, Rabbi Eliezer brought a Raya from the Kreis Leib Samedrish, from the Kru, from the water. And then a Basko came out. And what did they say? Leib Shamayim. Why Leib Shamayim? Because they held where the Raya and were able to be Machriya. However, and Memela, we don't lay b'shamayim. But where you have a shayla, we have no achro. He says in a chanami, you're allowed to be mechirim in a shamayim. Smach ladover, how do we pass like b'tzilol? Yotza ba'askol v'omer, but the lochus goli b'tzilol. Even not because they were roiv, and not because they were mechad d'itzvei. Because b'sham was mechad d'itzvei, so therefore there was no mile of b'tzim roiv. However, b'askol v'omer, and that's what they said, that's how we pass him. And Memela, we see where there's no way to be mechriya, then... What's that? Maybe it's only to the rhythm of tapes of whether or not it was Kaden Baskel, Acher Baskel. What's that? What are you talking about, Pai? According to the Teretz, you have a good question. Maybe according to that. Yes. Good horror? Good horror. That's what the Chidah wanted to say. Very nice. Sif, Semin Kofir Gimel. Dina Kriyas Birchaz Brachis. In the Brachis Sheikh Men, Ba'avit Chil Vesoif, Ba'idot Chil Vesoif. In Ba'alish Al Zesef Kol Brachoy, Bitchalosim Lamna Nisesh Lishchel, Vesiyos Inyok Lishchis. Here the tour goes through, we start, it's fascinating. If you should even just read tours from Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Kuf Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Tezvav Tezayin Tezayin. It's fascinating that he counts the number of words in each bracha, and he tells you all types of things of Pirush Hamilus, Pirush Hamilim in the brachas. Now there's just a very nice stress that Archa Shechem brought down. I heard this recently. I heard it itself also. I can't remember offhand, but he says it's interesting. We say in the first bracha the Kei Avram, the Kei Yitzchak, the Kei Yaakov. Why do we say the Kei Yaakov? We don't say the Kei Yisrael. It's only when Yaakov is when he's not on the Dargah because of Golus, Ukadema, Ukiyak, what do you say? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shomati, that the Ovois are Bikimatri Yud Gimel. It means the amount of letters. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is Avram is 5, Yitzhak is another 4 is 9, Yaakov is another 4 is 13. Sar Rivka Rachel Leah is also 13. Sar Rivka is 7. Sarah Rivka, Rachel is another 3. It's 10, Leah is 13. Altogether, it's Chavav. Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Hashem. So he says, Smach Ladover, Lulei Hashem Shehoyo Lanu, Yermena Yisrael. If not for the fact that we had Shem Hashem, Chavav, Yermena Yisrael, we would have said Yisrael. But if you say Yisrael, you can have really 27. You're not going to have Shem Hashem. Lulei Hashem Shehoyo Lanu, Yermena Yisrael. That's the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Lamaitza, the halacha is you're supposed to bow by Baruch at the beginning of the bracha of Shemini Atzeret, the first bracha. What's with bracha Achas Mein Sheva on Friday night? Are you supposed to bend and bow or not? It's interesting. Lamaitza, the beginning starts off the first bracha. But it's not the first bracha. It's Mein all seven brachas. And you don't end off Magen Avram. So, should you bow then or not? Mitzad Echad L'Chor, it is the first bracha. Mitzad Shein, it's not really the first bracha. So, Shema Zalman's das was that you should not. However, he said, when the Makar Chaim came out, who lived 350 years ago, 400 years ago, he says, that you should, he says, but ladaiti ladaita agadayla, that you should bend and bow. A bow, at least. Now, kim dumani, very many people do not. Very many people do not, by Baruch Atah Hashem. Some people do, some people don't. But, I don't know that people do. Lamais is not the regular avis, tchil of a seif. So, there is no tchil of a seif of avis. So, it's not so pashit that itaka should. There is what to be semichon. Makar Chaim. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "Is matzal daitoy." The Makar Chaim. You want to do like him to bow by Min Sheva. Now, what's happened is one of the questions. If you're holding by Hatoyiv Shimcha Ulechon El Hoydus, and they get up to Maidim, should you bow or not? Is the problem only to bow by Baruch Ato Hashem, or the end of the bracha is not a problem? Hatoyiv Shimcha Ulechon El Hoydus. Mishanu Mivtoch LaTzadikim. Can you bow then, or not? So the truth is the Bir Halacha is Mestapik when he gets to this, the first Bir Halacha. And he's Mitzadeh, he brings the Eli Rav, it says, not a problem, it's only by Baruch Atah Hashem, you're not allowed to bow, because that's where you're supposed to bow by the other brachas. And by Mishim Rav Tachlat Tzadikim, you don't bow by Baruch Atah Hashem, but by Mishim Rav Tachlat Tzadikim, you could. That's what the Eli Rav says. But Prima Gadim is Safik, was there. So it's a Safik. So now, Lechat Chila, you shouldn't bow. But let's say they're holding by Moedim. So now if you're not going to bow, it's going to look like you're being Kofer. The Chura, since it's a Vade of the Eli Rav, and a Safik of the Prima Gadim, I would think that a person should bow. By Mishnah Mivtach LaTzadikim, it's all by Moedim. However, a better Eitzah is to finish Mishnah Mivtach LaTzadikim and then bow. Then you'll be in between the brachas, and that's not a problem b'chlal. That we didn't find anywhere that that's a problem. You're not at the end of a bracha. You're in between brachas, and b'meila, that wouldn't be a problem. Sif, Beis, Hanoegin Lishchis Barashan Yom Kippur Kavishem Mizachrein Mechamoicha, Tzvichin Lishchis Shemegim Lasefer Bracha. Sif Gimel, Akur Bevechol Koyim Lefanecha Deshtachoy Bevechol Levadcha Anachro Moedim. Oy boy, that the hall of Baruch Mazin, Birchat Mazin is Bukunu. Pirish ain't the Chroy, El Bamokim Shetikru Chacham. The Maisa, not to be Machria, not to bow, unless we're Chazar Mesakin. Says the Bir Alacha, Ayin Bimogin Giburim, Shedoichik Lemtsay Tam, the Minik Shinogo Oil Mechroy Baruchu. How can people bow by Baruch Hu? Where do we find in Rechazal said to bow by Baruch Hu? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk. Al ulam be'emes yesh lemin gzes mach min harikur b'divri ayamim, kapitel choftes. Agav, you know why he says kapitel? Because aside from Tehillim, Tehillim is the oilam hafach, you see. That's what they say. We call in Nach, we call other prakim, prakim. And we call in Tehillim kapitlach. But it's really exactly the other way around. The real prakim are only in Tehillim, that David HaMelech made them up. Kapitlach are chapters. Chapters, King James made up. King James Bible. The prakim that we have are not prakim that I mentioned this in the past, which is very cute, so I'm going to say it again. A few years ago I said this. At the end of Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to... At the end of Shmois, the last pasuk in Shmois, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Loma zeh shalachta mi, how come you sent me? Mi oz basi l'davar al-pare. Thank you. Mi oz basi l'pare. L'davar b'shmecho. Here loma zeh. V'tzele yitamsa samecho. Last pasuk. Perek Vav. Perek Vav. One pasuk left at the end of the pasuk, Parsha. Perek Vav. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Atosira, Asher Tira Lepa, Asher Esa Lepa, Kibar Chazuk Yishachem, Yer Chazuk Yishachem, Yer Tzai. Now you're going to see Ato with an Ayin. Now you're going to see what I'm going to do to you. I heard of Mordecha Kamenetsky, a grandson of Rabbi Yaakov. I heard him once speak, and he said, when I was a little boy, I went to Rabbi Yaakov and I asked him, how come a new Perek starts with one pasuk left? They should have waited till the new Parsha. So Yaakov says, oh, because it's really King James Bible that made up the Parakim. And some guy made it up, and therefore, so he skipped away happily, and Yaakov calls him back. He says, what do you think? The guy didn't have brains? You think the guy didn't have seichel? Why did the guy do that? He says, I'll tell you the difference. He says, the guy doesn't have Rashi, he doesn't have Chazal. Mamili says, where's the end of the last chapter? Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he complains. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to see what I'm going to do to Parah, and here it goes. And that's how they start a whole new chapter. But if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, no, it's a direct answer to Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint. Oh, you're complaining? Ata Sira. Now you're going to see what I do to Pharaoh, but you're not going to see what I do to the Malachim, to the kings in Canaan. It was a direct answer. And then starts a new parasha. But it was a direct answer. It's not the beginning of a new chapter. The Melo and the Kanami, if we would make a chapter, we'd make it. If we make a parasha, the beginning at the end. There is a Chumash Koran, Chumash that does have the Prakim Kefi, the way the Chazal, they're supposed to be set up. However, so therefore, these are really kapitlach, and in Tehillim it's parakim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here, kapitel. What does the pasuk say? Agav. What does the pasuk say? It says the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. It says, "Vayomer David lechol hakol, Baruch Hu Noas Hashem Alekeichem." Says David, "Bimavarch Hashem, Vayivarchu kol hakol Hashem Alekeichem Avaisem, Vayiktu v'yishtachavu Hashem ulamelech." So they said Baruch Hu, and they bowed. So we see that there's an inning to bow when you say Baruch Hu. In fact, the Yashiv, that's beautiful. You bring a pasuk which was 500 years before Takanas Chazal. Chazal were misakin that you should only bow at a certain time. So it could be in a Hanami, they were bowing then, but Lamaisa, we find the Chazal were only misakin. Once Chazal were misakin where to bow, you're not supposed to bow anywhere else. Says the Yashiv, Lachura, I'll be this famous Yisrael of the Taz. In fact, the Taz, how come we're not Mavatol Mila B'Shabbos? Shemi Yavrin Adal Aramis. Maybe you're going to take the knife, these Ismail. Shemi Yavrin Adal Aramis, just Aram. Says the Taz, because since it's Mefurish in the Torah, they allowed him Al on Shabbos, but Yemeshmini Filu B'Shabbos. The Mela Chazal won't answer something which is Mefurish in the Torah Leheter. The Mela, over here, that it's Mefurish in the Torah, that you're allowed to be bow by Baruch Hu, says Kenira Chazal wouldn't be Mesaki, and that it's also to bow by Baruch Hu. Chazal wouldn't be, it's not Nichlal in Tekanos Chazal. From the Vrayom, even the Vrayom. I'm not exactly sure at what angle you have to go down. Mishnah Berurah says if you go down at 90 degrees, that's way too far. It's about somewhere around 75 degrees to get all of your vertebrae to pop out. You could try this at home to see exactly how far you have to go down. It's somewhere around about 75 degrees. What's the reason why? So the Yerushalmi says, I saw the Kaf HaChaim brings down from the Prichodash, B'Shem Yerushalmi, it's together, Kol HaTzmaitze Tarmano. Kol HaTzmaitze means all my vertebrae. Everything is moving when Hashem Yikamoichom, when I'm davening to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, what's the Nafkimino? I was thinking, what's the Nafkimino? It says that a person doesn't bow by Ma'idim. Then after 70 years, his shedra becomes like a nachash. Let's say he bowed, but he didn't bow so far. She's back with kolachulim. He bowed a little bit. Nod, mir nod. Mir nod. That's just the head. So we see that the Mechaber, he says, if he's sick and he's not able to, he's allowed to just bend a little bit. The very fact that you're machriya, that you're a little bit, a person was machni himself, and he bowed a little bit, I would think, even if it's not mitzvah to call a chul, you don't have to call a smaita tamarno, but l'chura, that would l'chura still be enough. Though I don't really understand that. Sif hey, v'le yishcha kol kach ashir piv k'neg en choger, but if he's zaken or chirla a little bit, you should do. Sif vav k'shu karei yichra b'mehiris v'machas, shu zekev zekev b'nachas, reish etchila v'achach gufay shleitei elof k'masri. You go down at once, and when you go up slowly. Maybe two parts, first your head and then the rest. I don't know if you have to actually go b'nachas. Actually check today, during I was looking at people, and because I thought that maybe people were not makbid in this, and I see that most people that I looked at, they went up just about as fast as they went down. I didn't really see any difference. Actually, one person actually went down slower than they went up. But the question is, why are people not makbid in this? It's just a hanagaseva. But if we have so many hanagasevas, the chatchila seems to be the vart is shleitir near alav kamasri. The chur, anything which is going to be even ever so slightly slower, the chur should be enough. Sif zayin kishkarei karei baruch shzekif zekif b'shem. What does it mean that a person is supposed to be zekif b'shem? The zekif b'shem means before he says Shem Hashem or when he's saying Shem Hashem. The truth is that it's machlekes Rishonim. If you look at Daf Yud Beis, the Rimi Lunil brings down both shitas. Rashi there is k'mat mefurish, then it means at the time that you're saying Shem Hashem. The Ritva there is k'mat mefurish, mefurish, that it means before you get to Hashem. Before you get to Shem Hashem, Chaim Bar Araya from the Yerushalmi also should be Mipnei Shmi Nechasu. That before you get to Shem Hashem, then you're bending down. But when you're Shem Hashem, the Mashmoy says that you're supposed to be up. Either way, I don't have a Raya for Minig Olam because I have no idea what people are saying. However, Lule the Mistafina Amina would say that most people don't stop what they're saying, come up, and then say Shem Hashem. I think there's probably a retzef. They're not stopping Baruch Atah, come up and saying Hashem, because you're supposed to go down when you say Atah. That means you have to stop talking before you say Shem Hashem. Lule the Mistafin Amina, I would think that probably most people don't stop. So there's no way for me to know. Either way, whatever you do is fine. L'chero. Even just to get up, even though it's at the time they're saying Shem Hashem, l'chero, it's okay. Now, what's by Moedim? Mishabura brings over here, when you say Baruch, you're supposed to bend your knees. When you say Atah, you're supposed to bow. And by Moedim, if there's no Baruch, what do you do? So it's not exactly clear. The truth is Machlag Yachornim. The Eli Ram and the Derachayim say that you don't have to. And the Chayad is Mashma that you do. Kim Dumani that I heard last round from Berkowitz, that the Eli bends and bows by Moedim, in Shemayin Esrei, in the Shetel Shemayin Esrei, Ben Abba Meidin Darabonim. I don't know what the difference would be, but that's Kim Dumani. There are very many people though, Lamaisa, that just bow by Meidim. There's no Baruch Hu, there's no bending the knees, and they just bow. Either way, the Chari Yotze. And the final Halacha for today, Be'ez Hashem, L'espal L'ba K'nek D'Adav Yesh L'Tmunas Aviz G'chavim B'yodoy V'yigil L'makom Sh'sheichem Bo'y L'yishchaf B'yish L'Iv L'Shamayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says Mechaber, that if there's somebody coming across, I don't know how this guy who's either looking in the siddur or his eyes are closed knows that there's a guy coming next to him, but he does, and he notices that he has a cross as well, you should not bow, even though you're leaving the shamayim. How about if you're flying Swiss Air? Or, if you have a Swiss Air, you have a Swiss, whatchamacallit, suitcase, Swiss wash, one of these, right, that has that cross in it. Is that a problem? Agav, it's weird. It doesn't have a regular... Is it a cross? So a guy told me that he once asked... This is such a Jew's question. Once he's a Chashvin Goman. He says that he once met a priest. And he asked this question, how come sometimes the cross is exactly like a plus, where the chassis and the Erev are the same size? And how come the chassis is sometimes longer than the Erev? Chassis is up and down, is the horizontal as opposed to the vertical. How come? So he says... Like, Mama, only you can ask such a question. As the guy's supposed to know. He says that there's two sets of churches and they have two different things. And in the Chanami, there is one that's equal opportunity. Shasi and Erev. Either way, according to that, then it is a cross. Basim is supposed to be a Kohen. According to that, Lechera should be an issue. But Lulei Zemisafin Amino, no one thinks twice, and no one would see himself as a person bowing down to the Swiss Air emblem, and therefore Lechera is not a problem. Certainly, Libri is L'Shamayim.